Let me just.
So I'm opening the lid, and now you'll see under the lid is what we call a neck plug, which is made out of an insulating material to keep the liquid nitrogen from evaporating.
It looks like a wheel that you'd find on a bank vault or something.
Well, it's actually. And now I have this insulating plug pulled out of the liquid nitrogen refrigerator. I just put it down. And now I'm going to raise one of the canisters that has in it.
So those little tubes that
those
you
little the tubes are in those on those canes.
Those right there, that is the cell line which basically created the whole field of aging research.
That's correct.
And
vaccine production. These cells have been used to grow virtually every human virus vaccine, and these vaccines have been administered to well over 1 billion people in the world.
That's kind of an amazing thing to think that it has touched, I mean, not touched, been inside that many people. And here it is in your garage.
And here's the kicker, including the very people who have trumpeted their insistence that we not use human fetal cells to benefit the health of people. The Bush administration and Reagan administration, both administrations of which, contacted me asking whether I was the person who they had heard about who had developed a normal human fetal cell population on which human virus vaccines were being produced in the United States. Of course, my answer was yes, that this was never intended to be a secret. And
it's in your body right now,
and
sir.
As a consequence of that, you should be put on notice that coursing through your veins and the veins of your loved ones are vaccines produced from a surgically aborted human fetus, from which you have probably benefited substantially.